So middle of Simon Shin Chafei on page 316. Kufman Ches Amid Beis, the halachas of a non-Jew that does a malacha for a Jew. Says the Mechaber, Davish Sheim B'Chashash Seidu Mechubes, something that there is no concern, because we had previously spoken about regarding if he did trap, if it was a safek, but something that there is no concern about trapping or being connected. L'shuv Mechus L'Tchum, rather it's brought from out of the Tchum. So in Meviyani, who la'atzma, if the non-Jew brought it for himself, Matafel Bayim, then permitted for the Jew even that day. Mevi B'Shvil Yisrael, but if he brought it for a Jew, Mutl Tadli, he allowed him to move it. Even the one that was brought for him, but to eat it, that's forbidden that day. For the one that was brought, and in the evening after Shabbos, he has to wait for the amount of time it takes to have done that malacha. Some say the nighttime does not count from the calculation of how long it would have taken. You have to wait on the day on Sunday for the amount of time it takes to be done. That's the smack in the Mordechai at the end of Perkel Kisvei. Says Mechaber further, Malachim, but for others that it wasn't good for them, it's good for them even on Shabbos. Yesham, some say the Lamisha Huva, as you can think of, that for the one that was brought Beshvila because of him, Mutal Erb Meyad, it's permitted for him in the evening right away after Shabbos. Father Shalli is all a Talta, this that it meant for you to move it, a Felik Shabbia, and you would Latzmai, even when the non Jew brings it for himself, Davka Mutech Haba Amas, that's specifically within Dalit Amas, or in the city. If it's surrounded with a wall, meaning what we call it has an eruv, that means that it was surrounded for the purpose of dwelling. For that it was settled, and then it was surrounded. In general, the cities that they're surrounded for dwelling purposes, and generally fortified cities in Mukav Nadir are not surrounded for dwelling purposes, meaning it was walled in first. So regarding something that she'im b'chashash, that there's no concern of that it was trapped or connected that day, like other things, that there is no concern of being trapped or being picked. Or even the case that we mentioned on the previous season, it's just recognizable that it wasn't trapped or picked that day, like we mentioned, but it looks a little bit not fresh. Sivkat Lamad Hay. So he said, if the non-Jew brought it for himself, mutter, it's permitted even that day. Hainu, that is apachil, even for the Jew to eat it. A fellow, isim sivdal, even according to those who said forbidden sivdalad, b'chol ha-malacha sh'achil, regarding any malacha related to eating, sh'ah say, Yehudi b'shvel asma, the non-Jew did it for himself, b'esed tchum and shari, regarding the Israel that it came from out of the tchum, out of the ha-aloch, Shabbos boundary, that permitted. V'apet tchum and yud b'es mil, even the longer tchum of 12 mil, like we see later on, even for that, Evan agrees that permitted it was the non-Jew brought it for himself. But if the non-Jew brought it for a Jew, then it's allowed to be moved, even with the one that was brought for him. The machmas atzmon, because intrinsically in them is a muktzah. These items don't have a muktzah inside the Shabbos because they weren't trapped on Shabbos. So even though that for eating purposes forbidden for that Jew, but since it's permitted for a different Jew, in a lemeshet muktzah doesn't have a name of muktzah. The Rum Lisol Acha says the Rush. That because they're fit for some other Jew. So he said that it's allowed to be moved, even for the one that it was brought. But to eat, it's forbidden that day for the one that it was brought. Now, let's say it was brought for two people, two things. Says they're not allowed to swap, it's permitted to be eaten, which technically sounds like they should be. Because it would be permitted, then they're going to come to initially tell a non-Jew to bring for them, and that's the whole concern about the Isser of Hanah from Akim that they shouldn't come to tell. Now to sell to someone else, that was not brought from that mutter that is permitted. That's like in a whatever permitted way, like you said in Shin Chav Gimel. Well, actually, a viach says a kinesik deal, as long as he doesn't get a profit to sell for a high price for what he bought, because then you also run into the problem that he might tell a non-Jew to do it in the future. Sivkat lamad ches. But we said to eat is forbidden that day. The Mishahuva Bishvila from the one that was brought for. And Mavula come on with some Tufkov Tezbov. The Huadim, same thing as Lebanon Beisai. Same thing as his family members. The Asa, they're also forbidden. Not just him, it's his family also. Huadim La'orchim Shayim is the one that's the Mishabbos, which is a case that comes up often. It's also for the guests. They were invited for him for Shabbos, I'm sure Mishabur, like with the Mishabur. They're also included with the Dishu 14 rings. That there he writes that guests that are Samuch al Shulchanai on the Balabais in the permanent way, they're considered according to everyone, like his family members. No, those were stringent. Even by guests, they were invited, just happens to be for that Shabbos. And the Shatzin adds them, however, by guests that just happened to be by his house, you're lenient that they could have at least benefit right away after Shabbos. They don't have to wait before the Shiasu, because those who are lenient to permit to have benefit from someone that was brought out of the Chum right away after the Shabbos, even for the, someone that was brought for him, so definitely for the guests. It says, Mishra further says, Behavi Limka Beishra be sold. Now, let's say the non Jews bringing to sell in the city, the majority are Jews. Then Osla called and forbidden to everyone. Mishra Kul may be brought for all of them. Over here, Shrube and Yehudim, we're going to see that the majority are not Jews. The Shulchanach writes that permitted by Shem Magaram, you should know. The move between Lamal and Masar, now if it's brought by boat, which was more than 10 Tvachim above from the ground, sure it's permitted in Tchum Lamal Masar. There's no Tchum, it was not out of the Tchum, because there is no Tchum above 10 Tvachim from the ground, says Magaram. Vayim Besim Tov Dalad. The twilight was not by on ground. Also, it was never by Benish Moshes within 10 Tfachim at any time. Because if it was beneath one time, and then it went out of the Tchum. That even if the whole rest of the journey was above 10 Tfachim, but still a problem. At any point, because then it went out of Tchum. Koshkin, all the most, Mahi by Bosha ben Shmashas. For sure, by twilight, it was by land. Also, Tachos Lab Amos, and it would be forbidden to carry out of the Amos, Ein Sham. Look over there.
Subcut in Lamatas. Now, so we said, yeah, to eat is forbidden that day for the one that was brought, but for the evening, it's even actually Bechdeshi Asu. It's even the amount of time it takes to have done the Malachas, which Mishbur explains. Akulafi Inyan. Everything is depends on the situation. Shnasim malach b'Shabbos, that the malach was on the Shabbos. The maybe any who did derech rechivalo says if the non-Jew brought it up by riding on the horse, tzark l'shar gam kim b'vitz zes. That's how you evaluate how long it took. The maybe makam rochik harbib. Let's say he brought it from somewhere very far away. B'shal shleish yom, it took 3 days. In tzark l'ham tirak yemechad, you only have to wait 1 day. Can they get as much halach b'Shabbos? You have to go the whole trip. It's according to the amount of time that he traveled on Shabbos, which is 1 day's worth. But if you do a meizim makam, maybe that's when you know where from which place he brought it. When it's not known, Mishabin Layam, it was the value of Mishabin Nuchazot Tchum, however long it takes to bring it from out of the Tchum till right out of the Tchum, up until in the Tchum, that's how long you'd have to wait. Sivkot Mem, Ramah said, B'yeshem Bechulu, some say that the night does not count from the calculation, you have to wait on the day of Sunday, Bechdei Shiasu. And the reason, L'fisha in Regilus, Lavi Belad Makam Racha, because people don't generally bring at night time from a faraway place. If that's the case, Akati Nena Yisro B'masha B'yeh B'yayim, so still the Jews gaining by what the non-Jew brought during the daytime, even if he waits at night time that amount of time, because you wouldn't usually get a delivery at night time. Akin Dibra Tzach L'hamdun She'arabal L'macha B'yayim, that we have to wait the amount of time that it would be brought the following day during the daytime. Now, specifically regarding this, that is brought from a faraway place, that's why they hold like this, because it's not the norm to bring it in at night time from far away. Previously, when it was in the city, it was picked or trapped on Shabbos, even according to this opinion, the Ramah brings Sagil Hamta would be enough to wait the amount of time that it would be done at night time, because those things are and could be done at night time. Because Magram writes Yamsha Shleima that he's pasak, he rules Kisvar Rishayim L'Hakol, like the first opinion, to be lenient. V'chim Estava, that's also what's logical. The Inlach Mezeirim, to be strange regarding this, to wait during the daytime specifically. The Holy Yeshem Mashin, because according to the second Yeshem, Matim Lagam, they totally permitted. But Koshkin Tzarechim, and for sure we be lenient regarding a guess, or Yeshor Dvar Mitzvah, or for some other mitzvah purpose, but Adi Yesh L'Hakol, for sure one could be lenient. But the Sharatin Lesh Memav says, that's Shulchan Acharav, name of Trumas Adashin, not for the purpose of a guess. That actually opinion of Shulchan Aruch should be machmir. Now, continues Mishnah Berurah says, "Om hoyi b'gam isa deraisa." Now, if there was also a biblical prohibition, shalokam v'mechub b'chutz atchum, where he not only brought from out of the tchum, but he also picked it from where it was connected from out of the tchum, then yes, lachmir. Then one should be stringent, as the Sharatin Esmen Ben Beis says, because regarding this, you cannot combine the opinion of the second Yesh Oimrim, because since it's isa deraisa and also chutz atchum. However, letzarech mitzvah b'shas tzchak, pressing situation, it would seem that there is what to rely on the Amshas Shlomo to be lenient, where the other Hashem don't write this at all to require b'chadish yasad specifically at daytime. But that the Mishnah Berurah continues in mekol mokom over ledvar mitzvah for a mitzvah purpose yesh lehakol b'chol gamni. Okay, for that you could be lenient in all situations, even if there was issur d'oraisa related to it. Sivkot mem al. Now, the Mechaber said lachem mutar. Now, for others, however, it is permitted on Shabbos itself. And the reason for that is because the B'tchumim and the Rabbanim, because B'tchumim, which what we're discussing, is rabbinic. They didn't make it forbidden for others. Rak Mishul, but Shvila, only the one that's brought for him. Similarly, regarding other rabbinic prohibitions, like we'll see later on, B'sivyot. Maybe Gam Derech Rishus Ramna. If he brings it also through a Rishus Ramna public domain, Ein Lekamon Sif Tezvav Sif Katan Ein Hey. Even with the tchum of 12 mil, according to those who hold the derayz at Bebukal, but since it's not explicit in the pasuk, but they weren't stringent regarding it, said the Magen Rambam, the name of the Truman Sadesh, and Sim Tup Kop Tezvav, which Sharatin Ois Mem Gimel brings from the Ran Perkin Tzadin, that he writes the reason the name of the Ramban, because since tchum is not equal for all, because for what one person is out of his tchum, for someone else is within his tchum, and therefore it's not forbidden for others. Sif Katan Mem Beis. So he said that some say, this is the second Yeshem, that the one that is brought for him is Mutal Erev Miyad. It's actually permitted in the evening right away. This Viluka, really, they hold the Bisur Rabban by rabbinic prohibitions, which is what we're talking about here in Tchumen. In Tzach Lachman, you don't have to be stringent the amount of time it takes to get it done. Even the one that is brought for him, which Sharatin Esben Dal says, that's the sounds of the Rosh Mesech Beyad that loved Afka Tchumen. Same thing is by other Isurei the Rabban. Now, Ladina halachically says the Mishabur, Yesh Lahachma Kisvar Rishon, the one should be stringent like the first opinion, the Steli Rabbi, the name of the Bach, and Marshal, and because we write, Shekem Mashma Simas Shachan Aruch, that sounds like from the unspecific wording of the Shachan Aruch, Lakhamad Simit Tov Kof Tezvab, which is Shar Tzin Ezbem Hei, says that is from the fact that it doesn't mention at all this opinion, and this is what you respond a little bit is that the Hero doesn't want to be lenient, because anyways, he's lenient over there that it's permitted at nighttime, even though it's Yom Tov Sheni, but the truth is, that is how it is, because all the Paiskim, Rif, Rambam, Sefer Trumas, Mag, Smag, Mordechai, Raman, Melchames, and Perikshon, Rashba, brought in Besisim, Tezov, they all pask in Lahachmer, and like the Pashtas of the Sugya regarding the flutes, and it's only the Re and the Rush that they're individuals regarding, in contrast to all those Rishans. Therefore, one should be stringent that you have to be so Bechoshkim, Tchumun, the Yobbez Mil, and for sure regarding the Tchum of 12 Mil, the Yeshem do the rest, which some say it's biblical, for sure to wait. Now, this we said that the Jew can't not consume it, but he's allowed to move it, even when the non-Jew brings it for himself. That's specifically b'toich arba amas, with him dalan amas. That is the chol d'bashet zchutz atchum, because anything that goes out of tchum must l'talpul chutz arba amas. You're not allowed to move out of dalan amas. Even if it would be permitted to eat in this place, I mean, like the case we said, non-Jew brings it for himself. Unless if it's a city that's surrounded with a wall, the next one called Ikar Ba'amas, then the whole city is considered like Dalet Amas. Sivkot Memdal, which we said, or in the city, if it's Mukrepas Chaim, surrounded with a wall, the other incident is Kishaniskan B'tzuris HaPesach. If it's remedied with a door frame, the Choshem Namik called Ikar Ba'amas is like an Erev, so it's also considered like it's all four Amas. But Choshem Ba'as B'chatzah, for sure, if it went into a house or a court, the next one called a heck of Ikar Ba'amas, that the whole perimeter is considered like Dalet Amas. Sivkot Memhei. However, this has to be that it was surrounded for dwelling purpose. That is, it was first settled and then surrounded with a wall. Not like fortified cities, that it was fortified and then dwelt. Because if it wasn't surrounded for dwelling purposes, or let's say the non-Jew put into a field, the object could only be moved for Amos. And if someone moved it, an Amor 2, then someone else cannot move it until it completes the area of Dal Amos, but not more than that. That's the Magen Rambam, and the Shabbos, and Sharachim, and Adarachim. Sivakot Memvav. And the Rama said, Vayin Lekamon Sim Tov Aleph, which is, Hainu, that is, the Sham Kassel Chayu, that there he writes, seemingly, Hefach is the opposite of this. Avataz, Kvay Yish B'Sham, the Taz already answers over there, the Lysos Adadi, that doesn't contradict, Ayin Sham, look over there. Be'a Alocha, Dira Maschel, Mutala Erev Miyad. He brought the second Yeshayim that say that the guy that was brought for it permitted right away in the evening. So he says, look at Mishabur Sivkot and Mem Beis. And Magavam writes that it seems to me that you don't have to wait only what's the norm to ride during the daytime. Because at nighttime, presumably, they don't ride. Look at the Rabbi that writes in this that Tzarech Iyun requires further analysis. So the Shabbos is lengthy regarding this and writes that his words are not necessarily. And again, Hakol Feyazman, everything depends on the time of the situation. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 35. Shpur said that if it would be permitted and benefit they might come to tell a non-Jew the Ketchila to bring it to them. Matzah Shekel adds on, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that it's forbidden to do this for a second reason, meaning that it's forbidden to have benefit of a malacha that was done through a non-Jew for a Jew, because the actual exchange of the object that's forbidden to Bahanah for an object that's permitted Bahanah, meaning if they had these two people that each one, you know, it's forbidden to him but it's permitted to someone else, that itself is considered as a no. According to this, even when you have two non-Jews bring two objects for two Jews, it's forbidden for the Jews to swap between them, not like the pin of the Aruch HaShulchan that actually permits it. Dish number 36, a Jew who does a malacha b'mezin, that's forbidden for him to have benefit from the object forever, and he sells the object to someone else, but someone's not sure if he's permitted to have hana from the object because it's not his object anymore. So maybe he could have benefit from it. Or he's also not sure if he could be a guest by the one who bought it and to eat their food that's forbidden on him, which he sold to someone else. Just dish number 37. So regarding having benefit from the value of a malacha that was done on Shabbos through a Jew, that Mishmaretz and Timujin Chesivkon Dal is permitted, Shamazan writes that this is all by the Hatna'a, by the benefit from the value of the object, according to what it was worth before the malacha was done with it. But from the went up in price, because the malacha, that's forbidden for him to have benefit from. Dish number 38. Even though regarding a Yisrael, a Jew, that carries out from one rishus to another rishus by mistake. The halacha writes in Simishon Yudches, the maker din is permitted to have benefit from the object that he carried out because there was no malacha that was done in the actual object itself, and the object didn't change from what it originally was before it was taken out. Shuv Shalvi explains that since the reason of the isser to have benefit from an object that was brought through a non-Jew from Chutz L'Chum is because of the concern that maybe he's going to tell a non-Jew to bring it for him, it's forbidden to have benefit from it, which is not the case by malacha that a Jew did on Shabbos, where you don't have that type of concern, and therefore that's why it's permitted. Verse number 39. The reason why the family members have the same halacha as the person himself, Mishmar writes over there that it's logical that when the non-Jew brings the object, he has intention also for the family members because he knows that, you know, the host is not eating by himself, the balabais is not eating by himself. Now regarding a Jew that commands a non-Jew to cook for him on Shabbos, which Mishmar writes in Reshman and Gimel, that even though it cooled off, a Jew could not have benefit from the malacha of Nachri, and he's not having benefit, but still they penalize him, and they said it's forbidden to have a benefit from the Tavshal, the Mantzah Shabbat, the Chodesh Yasser, but Yashav holds that for the family members, it permitted them to have benefit from the Tavshal, from the dish, because Chazal did not penalize only the one who violated and told him to do it.